So for our next item, it's my understanding we may have more than one individual to speak to number seven, the walleye and petition number 252, is that correct? I know we've got a couple in here. So I think what we're going to do, we're going to jump down to item number 13. So then when it's time to take up item number seven, we should be at the time frame where we are for open forum, so we can hear from more than one individual. So with that, we'll move to item number 13 on our agenda, Lake Francis case update, which will be a presentation.
Good afternoon. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the Commission, and Secretary Roebling. Oh, thank you. My name is Amy Gebhardt, and I'm a fish biologist out of the Chamberlain office. And today I'll be presenting the Francis Case Fisheries Update. To begin with, though, some just fun facts about Lake Francis Case. It is 107 miles long, and it is known as the 11th largest reservoir in the United States. We conduct our gillnet surveys in September, and we put out 75 monofilament gillnets. They're 80 feet long, 6 feet deep. And we put them in 8 to 99 feet of water. And the reason why we put them in 8 feet instead of 6 feet is just because of boat traffic, and we don't want them going over it. And if you can see over there, you can see the dark points, those are the 75 randomly placed gill nets that were set this year, and those points change every year. Do I do this, or do you, Chris? I'll do it. Sorry about that. And here is the walleye abundance that we have collected with our gill nets each year. As you can see, there's only 9 years of data, and that is due to the fact that prior to 2017, we used a different type of gill net, and those data aren't comparable to our new data. However, the trends that we see with them in relationship to annual runoff are the same. And this trend that I'm referring to is this red line is annual runoff, and we see when we have higher annual runoff, we tend to have higher walleye abundance. And the walleye abundance is the bars. Age zero is orange, less than 15 inches is yellow, the blue is 15 to 20 inches, and that green is representing 20 inch and above fish. On average, since 2017, using these gill nets, we get about 4.6 walleye per net. This year was slightly higher, with just above 4.8 walleye per net. Now, this figure is just breaking down those bars, specifically 2025's walleye catches, into the lake frequency histogram. And here you can see that we have a dashed bar on the left, that's a 15 inches, and then the right dashed bar is showing 20 inches. The reason for those is in Lake Francis Case, we have a minimum length limit throughout the year of 15 inches, except in July and August, those are taken off and you can keep any length. And then we also have the rule of one of over 20. So that's why those are there. With that being said, I'd like to point out that 45% of our catch in 2025 in our gill nets were above that 15 inches, with 9% of our catch being above 20 inches. And the other 55% are obviously below, and you can see that there's some really good year classes coming up into that fishery that we should see in a few years for anglers to keep and catch. Now this is looking at walleye electrofishing age zero, and the reason why we do electrofishing age zero in the fall is that our gill nets do not adequately sample those smaller individuals, and so to get abundance index, we like using electrofishing in the fall to look at our age zero walleye. On average, we normally see just under 150 walleye per hour. Now these are specifically age zero individuals when we electrofish. This year was below average. However, we're not too concerned at this. Just due to Mother Nature, we weren't able to get out nearly as early, and so water temperatures were below what we normally like to electrofish at, which causes those younger fish to move off the shallower shorelines, going to deeper, warmer water. Also, you can see the year classes of 24, 23, and 22 are extremely strong, and just having those three really strong year classes can sometimes suppress those younger age zeros, and that could be part of what was happening here. And even though we saw, you know, lower abundance this year in our electrofishing, this isn't too much of a concern to us, because we always see that reproduction in Francis' case. There doesn't seem to be missing age zero year classes. And so while it's low, it is still very present in the fishery. Now this figure I put together, and this is those 75 randomly selected gill nets, and this is a temperature gradient showing where we caught highest density, lowest density walleyes. The red dots are showing highest density. Highest net was 17 walleyes in one net. Orange is considered moderate, and then that low is the yellow color. And we didn't have any nets with zero. So the low is representing 1 to 3 fish in a net. Now you can see the main takeaway from here is that we have the moderate and high throughout the whole reservoir. It is slightly higher in that middle area, but we have good catches throughout the whole reservoir. With that being said, this is only a snapshot of what we sampled in September. And so, you know, while fish are there, they don't always bite either. But this is what we caught in our gill nets in September. Now, this figure is looking at walleye condition. Condition is just how we evaluate how fat or skinny a fish is. And we set our gill nets in September, and we like to see our condition around that 80 or above. Normally, Francis' case is about 81 to 91, and this year was no different with it being at 84. Now, you do see some higher years, 2010, 2019, and 2024. I'd like to point out as some higher conditions than what we normally see, and that's just due to the fact of higher abundance. Now, when you have higher abundance, there's more prey out there for those walleyes to consume. And sometimes we have the artifact of there's a ton of prey out there, and so fish don't want to bite. Now this figure is looking at walleye age structure. How we get age structure for our fish is we pull otoliths. On the right is showing some otoliths. These are just ear stones. And they have rings like a tree that you age. Typically, an age structure figure will have higher numbers of those younger year classes, and then they taper out as they get older, with those individuals leaving the system through various reasons like angler exploitation, natural mortality, things like that. And and this looks very, very typical of what you would normally see. I would also like to point out, you know, we don't have any missing year classes here. They're all being represented, showing that there is some good recruitment and good reproduction and consistent reproduction in Lake Francis case. And one really strong year class I'd like to point out is H6. That is from the 2019 year. They were spawned and were born in 2019. High water flowing in there, higher nutrients, you know, bigger prey base for those individuals, and you can see it's, and you can see it has stayed strong throughout the fishery through time. Now this figure is looking at length at age. So with that same data that I just showed you on the previous slide, this is just looking at how long those fish were at those specific ages. And this really helps us monitor the growth within the fishery. And as a general rule, Lake Francis case like seeing walleye at that 15 inches or above at age 3. And since we have that minimum length most of the year, I did put the dashed line at 15 inches. And then 1 over 20, I put that dashed line at 20 inches. And the general rule, like I said, was age 3, we like to see them at 15 inches. Our 10-year average and in 2025 gill nets, we are well above that at the moment. At 16 and a half inches is our average H3 right now that we caught in September. So very good growth. I'd also like to point out that in 2025 gill nets, the average 7-year-old is reaching 20 inches. So that's very good to see. Now this figure is specifically looking at those 3-year-olds. And this is more of a figure that's looking at growth through time. And like I previously said, we like seeing those 3-year-olds get 15 inches by the age 3. And most years they do. On occasion, the late 2000s, you can see them dip down. But as a general rule, walleye are reaching above that 15 inches at age 3 in Lake Francis case. And this year is doing very well with an average of 16 and a half. Now, changing gears a little bit and looking at Lake Francis case angler use and angler harvest, this is between April to July that we do this survey, and that's due to the fact that that's where our highest angler use is. And specifically, May and June are when we see our highest use on our reservoir. Now, looking at fishing use, it usually ranges from about 400,000 to about 800,000, with an average of 526,000. This year was slightly lower at 471,000, but well within what we typically see on Lake Francis case. Now, this is looking at number of walleye caught per hour, and over the 30 years, we average about one walleye caught per hour. Specifically, it's 0.96. This year, we were right at that with 0.95. So again, almost one walleye per hour. And to put that into perspective, across the walleye range, walleye range, normally the benchmark is about 0.3 fish an hour. And so on average, Francis case is almost 3 times that, and this last year it still was 3 times that. So our fishery for our anglers is very good. And this last figure is looking at walleye harvest, and specifically the walleye that were kept. Now, over the last 30 years, 156,000 walleye on average are kept each year, with this year being slightly lower at 96,000 walleye kept. Now, anglers catch a lot more than they keep, and the average that is kept is usually around 381,000, and this year was just shy of 353,000. And again, this is well within what we normally would typically see on this reservoir. And to summarize what I presented today, looking at specifically our lake surveys, our walleye abundance is looking really good, above average, and we have average growth and condition. While we did see A0 walleye below what we typically see, this is not a concern at the moment of ours. We see consistent reproduction, as well as there may be a few factors affecting that lower H0 this year, with those three very strong year classes above it could be suppressing them, as well as just Mother Nature was playing with us and we really struggled to get on the water before those water temperatures dipped and those fish moved, could have moved off. And then looking at creel, over the 30-year average, you know, it's almost one fish a year, and again, this year we were right at that. And so Lake Francis case is looking pretty darn good. And with that, I'll take any questions.
Very good. Good presentation. Any questions for Amy? I do have one question. I wanted you to go back. There was a slide, the number of walleyes kept, right there. 2019, there's nothing in that bar. Is there a reason for that?
Through the chair, sorry about that. 2020, that is, and that is just due to that was the COVID year, and so we opted not to do a survey during that year.
So then my next question is, and I apologize if there's no answer for it, but good presentation, I think, as a commission and a department, good information to know. So then what's the next step? When you pull information like this together, where do you take it in terms of management for Lake Francis case? Are there plans in place to continue to manage the way you are? Do then you look at increasing stock, you know, when you stock? I'm just curious, what's the next step when data like this is collected?
I guess through the chair, I might opt towards either Chris Long Henry or John Lott.
There you go.
My chair.
I'll just see next year. Madam Chair?
Yeah, Commissioner.
So we use this data to make sure we're on track with our regulations on Francis case. We're continually evaluating to make sure harvest is in an appropriate level, but then also if stocking is needed. Now, we do try to manage for the long term, so if we have a regulation that works for 9 out of 10 years, we're not, you know, changing the regulation and constantly chasing a different target. So this set of regulations has been working on Francis case, so we haven't had to change, but that is always an option if we see that needed. One other step with this data is we also share it out to the public. We've put some public meetings out on YouTube that have gotten a lot of good feedback, and the public does seem to appreciate those. So it is for us, but it's also gathering information for the public.
I appreciate that. Thank you for both of those. Yeah, very good. Any other questions for Amy? Secretary Roland.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Quick question, I guess, in regards to other species besides walleyes, this microphone's touchy.
Thank you. Very good presentation. I just wanted to ask a question in regards to other species within Lake Francis case. Any updates on bass populations or other species that were collected or monitored in those gill nets as you were doing the walleye work?
Through the chair, our sauger populations are looking very good, similar, not quite as good as our walleye, but I mean, trending upward. Our bass electrofishing was looking pretty good this year as well. Do you have anything else?
Through the chair, I would also add that we have a trophy paddlefish season on Francis case that is very popular. That season, I don't have the numbers in front of us, but has been going very well. A couple years ago, we added additional tags to provide more opportunity for that season. And it's last year was, I guess I would say it was an average season, if my memory serves.
Very good. Any other questions or comments from the commission?
Madam Chair.
Commissioner Kirkaby.
I'm not familiar with, I think I hear you say electric fishing. Is that like telephoning catfish or something?
Through the chair, it's putting electricity in the water.
Okay, and then the fish come out.
Yep.
And you count them. Okay.
You scoop them up, yep.
And they survive.
And they live through it. Okay.
You're doing it right.
Well said, Secretary. Thank you.
Very good. Thank you for those questions. Any other questions or comments from the commission? Very good presentation. We appreciate both of you. Thank you. So, in an attempt.